back and enjoy.
Now, back to Kwok and Kelly.
Hour number two of Out of Bounds begins right now, live from Tramlin Mills in Anderson. This is maybe the most packed remote I've ever been at, just because the office, you know, it's a pretty big space in here, but we've probably got 20, 25 people in here buying some bands, just hanging out. It is Columbus Day, so some kids aren't in school, which is great. So you can come buy a Tigers for Tata's band and t-shirt, get some Skins hot dogs. A new cooler was just brought in here of Skins hot dogs. We have so many hot dogs, so come see us. Grab more than one. Bring the kids by. Grab some lunch. Get them a donut. You know, all sorts of good stuff. We are selling Tigers for Tata's bands, $5 a piece. Tigers for Tata's t-shirts in our partnership with Tiger Tongue Graphics, $25 a piece. But again, that's just the minimum donation. We really encourage you to give as much as you can. On these mobile mammography units, on these buses that this money is going toward with the All In Foundation, these buses serve underserved communities and allow these women to get mammograms and possibly save their lives. An uninsured woman can get a mammogram on one of these buses for $75. So if you have $75 and you can spare $75, come by. We'll get you some bands. We'll get you some t-shirts, free Skins hot dogs. They also have coolers. Tramlin Mills is giving out coolers and donuts and just all sorts of things. Even the lawyers are walking around in Clemson football jerseys. This is just, it's the place to be. It's the place to be here on a Monday in Anderson. So come hang out with us. Out of Bounds today, brought to you by Sammy's Sports Bar and Grill. They're the place for all things sports, college and NFL. They also have NFL Sunday tickets. So whichever team you root for, if it's the Cowboys like me, I'm sorry. It's been a rough day, rough last day. I was actually at Kwok's wedding last night, so I didn't get to watch most of the game. And I think that was a blessing. But you can watch your team at Sammy's. Went to Sammy's Saturday night after the game for dinner. Had their hamburger. It was absolutely delicious. They're known for hosting many local artists, DJs, and sporting competitions. Check out their full calendar for more information online at sammysgvl.com. Ice cold beer on draft and in bottles. In-house specials all season long. Make them your go-to place to watch the game. They have tons of TVs in there, big projector screens. They also can make food for you to take with you to your tailgate. Something for everyone. Kids are welcome. Sammy Sports Bar and Grill, 1791 Woodruff Road in Greenville. They would be thrilled to have you. We have Eric McLean coming up in our next segment to talk ACC and break down the crazy weekend that was in the ACC with two ranked teams losing. Clemson is the only ranked team left in the league. But first, let's get to the Northland Communication phone lines. We've got some callers on hold. Jim in Greenville has been hanging on. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Kelly. I'm doing fine. How are you?
Jim, doing great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for taking my call. So this is kind of where I stand on the Georgia-South Carolina game and how it affects the rivalry.
Mm-hmm.
I was fully fine with Carolina winning the game Saturday. I wasn't say I was rooting for them, but I was okay with it. I was fine with them winning, and it was actually, you know, I kind of was somewhat happy for the Carolina fan, friends that I have that are Carolina fans. Clemson fans have enjoyed so much the past couple of years, and Carolina fans have not, that it was kind of nice to actually see them, like, be happy for once, I guess. From that aspect, you know, I kind of liked it. But I'll say this. I will never want them to be as good as they were a couple years ago when they were at their peak. I never want them to get to that level. So I'm not saying I didn't want them to win, but I'm also still rooting against them in a sense to where I never want them to be at a high level and, like, really competing with something, like, from a national standpoint. You know what I'm saying?
I get that, Jim, and I understand that when they beat Clemson five times in a row, that wasn't great for Clemson fans, but didn't that also make Clemson elevate itself? You know, you were forced to deal with that and then bring yourself to another level, right? Do you see my point there?
I do. The only thing I have against that is that then Clemson, if they ever got to that point again, Carolina was that good, then there you have the risk of losing to them, which I'm not willing to give that up.
Well, just don't lose. Don't lose.
That's very true. But, but you know, it's interesting. is like how they're going to talk about this Georgia loss at the end of the year. Well, after this is all said and done, at the end of the year, how is this going to affect Georgia at the end? Like, say if they win out, or if they lose a close game in the SEC championship, or whatever. But another thing is that, you know, as a Tiger fan, I'm just happy that great teams find a way to win. It wasn't pretty against North Carolina, but Clemson found a way to win, and Georgia did not. They could not find a way to win at home against a freshman quarterback. They just couldn't do it. So that's the difference between a great team and a good team. I'll take everything else.
I hear you, Jim. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate the call there from Jim in Greenville. And, you know, he's saying he doesn't want Carolina to get back to what they were. Basically, and I hate to be hard on Jim. I liked the call. But from what I heard from him, he's scared of Carolina being good because he's afraid to lose. Don't you want to play the best? You want to play the best, right? Ben Milstead is joining us for a couple minutes here.
Hey, Kelly.
Do you see my point there? Am I being too hard on Jim?
I can see both sides of that argument. I can.
I understand that the easy way out is to say, yeah, you got team free win every 12th game of the year, which is good because mm-hmm. you want to win all your games.
But beyond that game, maybe Jim's point is just you don't want to see your rival start to develop any kind of momentum at all.
I get that.
And I think that's as big as the win was Saturday for the Gamecocks, now you need to build on it. You know, if you could do something this weekend, then maybe that old momentum train does start rolling down the tracks. I don't know that South Carolina is at a place where they're going to start winning big game after big game, but maybe to Jim's point, you don't want to take that chance.
You don't know. You never know.
You never know.
And he asked, how is this going to affect Georgia down the line? I think a lot of that depends on how South Carolina deals with the rest of the season. If they can turn this momentum into, you know, a 7-win year, make a bowl game, make it look respectable, then that helps Georgia. But if South Carolina falls off and doesn't make a bowl, that hurts Georgia tremendously. Georgia fans have to become massive South Carolina fans for the rest of the year,
right,
whether you like it or not. When you look at Oklahoma last year, for example, they made the playoff. They lost to Iowa State at home. Iowa State went on to have a pretty good year. If Iowa State had fallen off and had been awful and not made a bowl, that, you know, they might have put Ohio State in over Oklahoma. You never know. So if you're a Georgia fan right now, even though I know you hate this, you are a South Carolina fan. You have to be. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Steve is up with us next. Hi, Steve.
Kelly, Ben, how you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Hey, listen, I think over the years it's been pretty obvious to me that South Carolina always, always super prepares and super executes against Georgia. 4 out of 5 times, 3 out of 4 times, they play a great Georgia, win or lose. Sometimes I feel like South Carolina gets pumped up for Georgia than they do for Clemson. You've got a Georgia man as your head coach at South Carolina. That's just a natural fit. But Georgia is right on schedule, Kelly, as usual, to lose its second game in the month of October. That's its typical schedule. You can go out here and do all the five-star recruiting, be number one, number two in the nation every year with the number one running back, the number one kicker, the number one quarterback. But it just doesn't work out for them. It really doesn't. And as far as pinching sprigs off the hedge down there, really, that hedge is nothing special. Actually, that growth is actually kudzu, which is the state plant of Georgia. And I don't buy for 1 minute that hedge needs to be particularly respected. So it was a great day for South Carolina. Love it. Hope I can see this happen many more times in the future. And I'm looking forward, hopefully, to a competitive game against Clemson this fall, at least a good one. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. Thanks for getting in. So Steve wants a competitive game. That's kind of what I'm getting at. I do have a little more respect, though, for the hedges. I think the hedges are a pretty cool thing down in Georgia. He's saying they're basically weeds that surround Georgia's football field. He also says Georgia will lose again in October. They only have one more game left in October, and they play Kentucky at home. So I don't really see that happening. That was a bold statement from Steve.
Yeah, probably not.
Quite a bold statement. A few announcements quickly before we get back to the Northland Communication phone lines. I haven't said this yet, but this just came out on Twitter. The ACC announced today that Clemson's homecoming game against Boston College on October 26th will be a 7:30 p.m. kickoff on ACC Network. So ACC Network picks up another Clemson game, and most of the time when ACC Network gets Clemson, they're going to put them at night. So not really surprised there. Ben, are you happy about a night game for BC?
Not as happy as you are.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, you're living your best life dodging all these noon games.
Always afraid of the noon games. We have one this Saturday.
And I'm okay with it on the road. I like the noon game on the road.
Set my alarm now because that's just going to be rough.
How in the world are you going to get up at 5 o'clock one day a week?
See, whenever any of the men at the station think, "Oh, Kelly, you have to be somewhere by 5:15. You get up at 5, right?
You put on a ball cap, brush your teeth.
That's not how life works. It's not how life works for us, for the women of the world. You don't get up at 5 for that, but that is a blessing. I'm very excited about 7:30 kick. And that's good, too, because we're selling Tigers for Tata's band that pregame show. And instead of being a 6 a.m. show where we might not have as many people, 1:30 show, that's going to be great. Also, two Clemson Tigers earned ACC Player of the Week honors, Matt Bockhorst, Offensive Lineman of the Week, and Travis Etienne, Running Back of the Week. That was kind of a no-brainer.
Travis looked like the Travis of old. This past weekend.
The Travis of old. I love that.
The Travis of old.
He rushed for 200 yards in game one, and we were like, he was done. We hadn't seen him in forever, and now he's back.
He had 9 carries in game one and still hasn't been touched. And he looked a little off since then.
Yeah, but he did.
He ran with purpose this past Saturday. So.
I agree. And threw with purpose.
Yeah, great arm.
That was a heck of a pass from Travis Etienne. I have a poll right now on Twitter at Kelly Gramlich. Who was your player of the game in Clemson's win over Florida State? Was it Etienne? Was it Trevor Lawrence, Justin Ross, or Isaiah Simmons? Ben, do you have a guess who's winning this poll so far? Have you voted in my poll?
I did vote in your poll.
Oh, I'm honored.
I voted Travis Etienne.
Okay.
I thought a solid running game has been missing. And he gave you that. I would say that most people voted for Isaiah Simmons just because of the way you absolutely shut down Cam Akers and all things offense.
I was kind of surprised. Isaiah Simmons is winning this poll. 47% of the vote so far. Maybe because I put 3 offensive players and 1 defensive player. Mm-hmm. Those offensive guys are splitting the vote. I was impressed with Trevor Lawrence. I was really impressed with Justin Ross, who played his best game of the year so far, but I do think Etienne is the answer.
There's a lot of Clemson fans right now who are not going to vote for Lawrence unless he throws for 800 yards and 17 touchdowns, you know.
Well, when you play one half of football, you really can't do that. And I thought Trevor Lawrence was exceptional in the one half of football he played. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. We'll try to get all these calls in. We do have Eric McLean from the ACC Network coming up in our next segment. Let's go to Keith. What's up, Keith? You're on the air.
No, this is G.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry about that.
So what I'm getting from you is destroying other people's property is hilarious. Is that what you said? About ripping up the hedges?
I just said I have respect for the hedges. I think it's a great tradition. I think it's kind of funny.
You said earlier,
but also,
hilarious.
All right, hold on. I'm going to talk about this in Stockwatch in our third hour. I didn't think it was a good look from South Carolina because act like you've been there, act like you know how to win. I didn't think it was a classy look, but I don't think it's that serious where we're going to, you know.
I got a good laugh out of that bozo that busted a chip out of y'all's precious rock. So, ha, ha, ha.
Hey,
all right. He hung up. There we go.
I hope you feel better and you have a great day, buddy. I think it's equally funny that you call that somebody's property.
So he's mad about the hedges, but he's glad that someone chipped off the rock.
And bitter Georgia fan is back.
Guys, this is all in good fun. I said I respect the hedges. I think it's a cool thing. I didn't think it was the best look for South Carolina to go there and rip out the hedges. I know they had a lot of emotion going and they were super excited about the win.
Sir, I would just say, go back and listen to our podcast on WCCPFM.com in about 3 days, and you're going to see how ridiculous you sounded on that call.
Ben, I couldn't have said it better myself. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. John is up next. What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, that's a bad look for Georgia fans to do that. But what's really a bad look is for the simple plan to beat Georgia. All you have to do is play your second or third string quarterback.
John, that's
because
something that people...
The last time they lost, Jalen Hurts was in the game. So players can beat those guys.
Tua was in the game. Appreciate the phone call, John.
Yeah,
thank you. Jalen Hurts started that game, and then Tua came in, who was technically their second-string quarterback, and won that game. That is something I feel like people aren't talking about enough. South Carolina beat Georgia. I feel like the sentence is ending there. South Carolina beat Georgia with their third-string quarterback. Helinski played well, and then he was injured. He left the game. Dak Joyner did enough to lead. He didn't do much, but he did enough to lead them to a win. I feel like people are leaving that part off the headline.
Yeah, how many people thought the game was over when Helinski went
out? Right.
I did.
Every Georgia fan in that stadium
did. I did. I thought that's unfortunate because South Carolina is outplaying Georgia, and now they're going to lose the game because of an injury. That's what I thought would happen, and to their credit, that did not happen.
Texter makes a great point. I'm going to leave it with these comments from the 864. Shrubs grow back. Rocks do not. It's a great point. That's basic, I guess you'd call it, science. Okay. Back to the Northland Communication phone lines. Tiger.
That's a nice hedge.
Yeah, you know, those can grow back,
nice.
Right? A little fertilizer, some water, some love. It's going to grow back. Ohio Tiger, you're up with us. What's up?
Hi, Ben. Hi, Kelly. Hey, bitter Georgia fans, a tough act to follow. Wow.
Yeah. So, big shoes to fill, Ohio Tiger.
I'm going to give it a shot. So when it comes to our schedule, I think I can't stand South Carolina, but we should be rooting for every single team on our schedule to do the best they can. All it does is it boosts our stock. So anytime and every time we have a chance to beat someone who has a good record, I'm all for them winning too. And then, Kelly, if you remember, I'm a Dallas fan as well, and you got to help me out here because it seems like every single game there's two or three plays that just go wickedly awry where we lose by penalty here, this, that, and the other. We should be winning these games.
I 1,000% agree with you, Ohio Tiger. Thanks so much for getting in. You know, we'll talk about the NFL and the Cowboys a little later on in the week just because a lot of college football today on a reaction Monday. But, you know, no Amari Cooper for the Cowboys, so that was a big issue. So many penalties. The Cowboys hurt themselves tremendously. Zeke has not looked very good so far. But also, I think the main complaint with Jason Garrett and the Cowboys is they're predictable. There isn't a lot of creativity in that offense, especially on the two-point conversion when they targeted Jason Witten. How many times have they done that, right? Do something else. You have Zeke Elliott in your backfield. Give him the ball. I just didn't love the creativity there. We could try to squeeze Paul in if I can get Ben's omen here. What do you think? No, we should go to the break. Well, Paul, we'll get you in. If you hang on, we'll get you in right before Eric McLean in our next segment. That's something that I'm notorious for. I'll look up and it's 1:28 and I haven't gone to break, and that's why Ben needs to keep me in check. So more Out of Bounds coming up in just a moment. We'll go to Paul and Eric McLean. Stay with us.
Join Tri-County Young Life for its 16th annual Sporting Clay Shoot at Garrison Farm in Pendleton on Saturday, October 19th. This will be an all-day event with registration starting at 9 a.m. and a shotgun start at 9:30. Lunch will be provided, and there'll be a silent auction with lots of great items available. Participants must be 16 years old or over. For more information or to pre-register for this event, go to ylsportingclays.org. That's ylsportingclays.org.
Join the Roar every Tuesday at 7 p.m. for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter Development and Rivers Whitmire Realtor. Mark and co-host John Hite entertain you with all the best national guests, all sports, all conferences, all leagues, and lots of football talk. You need insight? Mark Childress has it, and haters are welcome. You got a rant? Mark's hate segment is the way to get it off your chest. The Mark Childress Show, Tuesdays at 7, brought to you by Rivers Whitmire Realtor and S.H. Carter on the Roar.
Rely on the professionals at Enviromulch for any outdoor project. As the weather cools in the fall, EnviroMulch has the right products to protect your plants and help them retain moisture. This enhances your home and saves you money. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Find fall's best savings and selection at Parks Buick GMC, the number one Buick GMC dealer in the upstate.
Shop more than 500 new vehicles in stock, like the 2019 GMC Sierra 1500, up to $14,800 off MSRP.
Parks will beat any dealer's advertised price, so you'll leave with a great new ride and a great deal. We are professional grade.
Experience the Parks promise here on Lawrence Road or shop ParksBuickGMC.com.
For well-qualified buyers, includes $1,000 Parks Buick GMC trade assist and $499 dock fee. Take delivery by 10/31/19. See dealer for details.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Is your home overgrown with things you can't seem to part with? Or waiting on a bigger home to fill? Are you between houses and don't know where to put the excess? MakeSpace Storage is your answer. With watertight storage units, fencing, and a security system, you can rest easy knowing your belongings are safe waiting for that next move, even if you aren't. Mention the Roar for $59 per month on an 8x20 unit for the first 3 months, normally $69. Located at 400 Ross Avenue in Easley, visit MakeSpaceEasley.com to reserve.
Hey y'all, former Clemson football player Hunter Renfro here. When I'm not on the field, I choose Onward Reserve to outfit my lifestyle. Whether it's dinner with my wife, a round of golf with my friends, a day on the water fishing, or game day in Clemson, I count on Onward Reserve to look my best. Swing by their new store in Clemson for game day apparel, accessories, and more at 383 College Avenue, downtown Clemson, and online at onwardreserve.com.
Mickey Plowler here. Restless sleep is like turning the ball over at the one-yard line. It's frustrating and bad for your health and well-being. But Engineered Sleep was a touchdown every time. A custom mattress from Engineered Sleep is custom-made just for you. They are a true direct-to-consumer business, making all their mattresses in-house. Mention my name and get 10% off all mattresses. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger. 627 Congaree Road or visit EngineeredSleep.com.
Hello, beautiful and handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. And we're with Back to 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets. M-Sculpt, nothing like you've seen before.
Technology that allows you to sculpt both your muscle and your fat.
Only 4 30-minute treatments.
And you can tone your abs or lift your booty, because at backto30.com,
90 days,
no surgery,
real results.
Goodbye, handsome.
Young and 30, back to 30.
Up to $6,000 off on the Honda Pilot and the best lineup of SUVs rated by U.S. News. Hendrick Honda Easley has over 500 new and used vehicles on the lot. Nobody can make your credit work better or get you more money for your trade. Come in this week and make sure to mention the Roar to receive your first 2 years of oil changes free with your new vehicle purchase. Visit them today at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway in Easley, just off Highway 123, and online at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
This is Dan Bracken with Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Here's a recent note from a client. I'm so thankful to have connected with your company. Your team is fantastic, and I would highly recommend you to anyone. Your negotiating skills delivered a better result than we expected. I've worked with other top realtors, but in my opinion, your team is a notch above. Give me, Dan Bracken, a call today. 864-380-4537. Leonardi Bracken Real Estate. Selling real estate is what we do. Helping people is our passion.
This is George Jeffries again with exciting news about Metal Building Supply Company. We are now Metal Depots, one of the cornerstone building brands. We have the same great products and services, and even a few more for your home or commercial project. Remember, we're your local supplier of metal components and buildings in the upstate, so give us a call at 864-295-0506 or come by to see us at 1500 Elrod Road in Piedmont. Ask for Kevin Brown or George Jeffries, and we'll be glad to help. Proud supporters of Clemson Sports.
No rules, just out of bounds on 105.5. The Roar.
We can explain it more slowly if you need us to. You're not big sports guys?
No. We get it.
Now, back to Walkin' Kelly.
I can't wait till I get you on the floor good looking. Hey, going hot so hot.
Back here on Out of Bounds, Kelly Gramlich with you. William Quackenbush is off on a well-deserved 2 days off post-wedding, so we hope he is relaxing and not listening to the show, as he texted me about high school football games this morning, which I just couldn't believe, but that's Quack. Out of Bounds is brought to you by Absolute Waste Management. They specialize in waste removal services for bulky, unwanted items like old furniture, appliances, yard waste, and more. Stop tripping over it, stepping around it, and ignoring it. Get rid of it. Call or text 864-266-7131 today and contact the guys at Absolute Waste Management. Still time to come see us. Tremlin Mills in Anderson. We are selling Tigers for Tatas, bands, t-shirts. We still have a ton of Skins hot dogs and donuts and basically everything. I also, you know, I just thought of this. I've heard that there was Dr. Pepper, right? Okay, it's getting cold. We're ready. That 2:30 feeling is coming. I know. Come get a hot dog. Come hang out with us here at Tramlin Mills. Let's go to Paul real fast. He's been hanging on, and then we'll get to my good friend Eric McLean from the ACC Network. But let's go to Paul. What's up, Paul?
Kelly, before I get on to who you should pull for, that Georgia fan just called in. I cannot believe that. The last time I was down there, I had beer bottles thrown at me. And everybody knows the reputation that the Georgia Bulldog fans have. Pulling up a few little hedges. I've had beer bottles thrown at us, and anybody that goes to Georgia knows how bad it is down that way. But, you know, that's like calling the kettle black. I mean, it just, that's crazy. But anyway, Kelly, I'm not considering you an outsider because you graduated from Clemson. But you from Texas, and you know how the Texas A&M rival, because you remind me all the time, you know how much you hate A&M. You just take care of business. You go undefeated. I don't care what Carolina's record is when we get there or who they beat or whatever. We're going to the playoffs. And if we probably lose one, we're probably not going to go to the playoffs. I mean, it wouldn't shock me if we don't go. But, no, I'm not going to pull for Carolina. But it's like I told everybody else, hey, that's a great victory. I'm not going to take anything away from them. But I was telling Ben earlier, you'll be surprised how many people was pulling for the Gamecocks, though, that were Clemson fans. It just kind of blew my mind. I mean, Son and I both were just talking. It's just hard to believe all these Clemson fans, but there were a lot of them pulling for them. You know, so.
Well, and they were smart to do so, Paul.
Let me ask you, would you pull for Texas A&M if it would help Texas?
Sure. I want that game to be two ranked teams, two top 10 teams. Well, when they used to play on Thanksgiving. Yeah, of course. That's fine. It helps your schedule.
I'm going to call. I hope you stay here until you're 50 years old, and I hope I live long enough to see you stay here, and I'm going to ask you that question again in 50 years. Because it's just like the first thing that happened. My phone started blowing up. We're going to blow y'all out now. We're going to blow y'all out. That's also, I said, well, you better score more than 3 points in the second half. And, you know, that's why you hate the Gamecocks, because you – they don't give us any credit, and then you try to give them credit, they're going to come back at you. But like I said, you better score more than 3 points and a half if you're going to beat Clemson. Have a good day, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate it. I don't know what I'm supposed to do at 51. I guess I'm done at 50, according to Paul. I'm a little worried about that. Okay, to Eric McLean on the Northland Communication phone lines. Mac, what is up? How's it going?
What's up, Kelly? I heard that you did a bad thing on the radio today.
Oh, Mac, I know you're not going to like this. Okay, let's have this debate, but I do have to ask you about all the craziness that happened in the ACC. First of all, let's go. Let's go. Welcome to the show.
Let's go, Kelly.
I got to give you that. Okay, so let me just lay it out very quickly for people who just tuned in. I say if you're a Clemson fan, you're rooting for South Carolina to beat Georgia. They beat Georgia. That's good for you. Knocks Georgia out of the playoff talk for the most part. Helps your schedule. Helps your strength of schedule. Also, North Carolina beat South Carolina. It just helps you all around. But you're not going to like that, are you?
You know, I'm on the bus that I think what you just said is I'm not necessarily pulling for Carolina. I don't think I would ever do that. But I do want them to be relevant and to have a good schedule and you know, be ranked when they play Clemson. Because I think it just makes us look so much better when we smack them around when they have a couple of good wins and maybe even a ranking beside their name. So I think I'm similar to you, but I'm definitely not pulling for them ever.
Mac, that's all I'm saying. I think just in the South Carolina-Georgia game, you know, it didn't bring me joy that South Carolina won.
Right,
but
right,
in
exactly.
the end,
it was a win.
That was good.
Whoever lost that game, I was going to be happy.
Right. And in the end, it is a win-win for most clubs and fans in that scenario. But look, that knocked Georgia all the way down to 10. It's going to be tough for them to come back from that loss, just reputation-wise. And, of course, now they have to run the table. You know, let's look at the ACC, Mac. First, with Clemson, Florida State, you've played in a lot of Clemson, Florida State games that were much more competitive than this one. What were your takeaways from Clemson and specifically the offense and how it looked in the first half?
Yeah, well, you know, this is really what I expected to see from Clemson. I think just having, you know, really 2 weeks of hearing about how bad they were and how they shouldn't be ranked and how their offense wasn't clicking, this is what I expected. I expected to see a focused team that really came out and played very efficiently and was hitting on all cylinders on offense for at least three quarters. I know we stalled a little bit in the fourth, but that's just with, you know, playing a bunch of guys and probably not trying to necessarily hit those home runs, just having a very vanilla offense at the end. But I think you should be very encouraged as a Clemson fan of what you saw. And really, if you look at last season, this is about where we were when Clemson started, you know, beating people by 30 and 40. So it's going to be interesting to see how they keep progressing, especially with this electric offense that they're going to see next week.
Next up for Clemson, right, this week, and you just mentioned that. Next up for Clemson is Louisville. Louisville scores 62 on Wake Forest, wins that game 62-59. Their first ranked win on the road, I believe, since 2011 was the stat. How formidable is an opponent like Louisville for Clemson? Can this game actually be close in Louisville?
Yeah, I don't know if it'll be close. I don't think Louisville, you know, has seen a defense or seen the type of monster and machine that they're going to see in Clemson. They definitely have, you know, gotten Clemson's full attention. Scoring 60 was, you know, probably the worst thing that they could have done if they wanted to upset Clemson, because now you're going to have 100% of their full attention and respect. And you probably would have had that anyway, but just seeing how electric you can be on offense, you know, I fully expect Clemson to have a big plan and to go into Cardinals and taking on the Cardinals and to take care of business. But, you know, I don't think Louisville will be able to conjure up something like they were against Wake Forest. Now, with ever saying that, I think last week, Kelly, we came on the radio and said that this is a bowl team, and that was, you know, super shocking then. Now I think that's kind of a normal thing to say.
You've got to tip your hat to Scott Satterfield and what he's done in Louisville. I've been so impressed. On the flip side there, Mac, what do we make of Wake Forest? They were number two in your power rankings. They were 19th in the country. Jamie Newman did sustain an injury in that game, but what do we do with Wake now?
You know, I think their defense has kind of been bend don't break all year, and they finally broke a little bit. You know, I still think that they're a very good football team. I think that they're going to bounce back, but you hate to see an injury like that to your one of your best players. But the good thing is you have a guy who came right in and didn't miss a beat. I mean, we've seen what Hartman can do all of last year. So if it's an injury that has, you know, Jamie sitting out any, you know, kind of time, you know, I think that they're going to be fine with Hartman being able to come in.
Mac, you are a former offensive lineman here at Clemson, all ACC offensive lineman, by the way. I had to throw that in there. From what I can tell, Syracuse, Virginia, Miami, Florida State, those four specifically, and maybe Virginia Tech as well, their big issues, at least one of their glaring issues on all of those teams, is the offensive line. What can you tell us about what these O-lines are doing wrong? What are the issues? Are they just too young? Are they too small? What have you seen from some of these struggling O-lines in the ACC this season?
Yeah, I think when you look at Miami, I think it has a lot to do with youth. You know, they have a true freshman at left tackle, and Zion Nelson, who just has been, you know, thrown into the fire and said, hey, here you go. You know, he started with Florida, and then you see the other opponents that he's gone against. He has gotten better week to week, but I still see some young rookie mistakes. And then across that O-line, you know, there's some youth and experience throughout. Syracuse is just hurt. I mean, they've got three or four guys that have had to be rotated in because of injuries. You've got your starting left tackle playing center. I mean, that's just a hard thing to do, and something you don't want to have to see or do. But then you look at the last two, I think it's just they're just struggling. They're just not playing good football. They're, you know, from a technical standpoint, from maybe even a protection standpoint, being able to flip some stuff here and there, adding an extra blocker. It is not an easy position, but when you start getting that negative momentum and things, you know, just kind of piling up on you, even the the mental bus with false starts or holding or silly things like that, it's a tough position that can really start stacking up on you really quickly.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, Mac, but with the O-line, you know, if you have one weak link, you're really exposed. If you're on your offense, if you have one wide receiver that runs a bad route on a specific play, it might not kill you. But is that true for the O-line, that you might have four guys that can play, but if you have one weak link, you really have a problem?
Yeah, it is very hard to hide a weak spot in the offensive line, because it's almost a glaring, you know, big, ugly thing that people are going to be able to identify and take advantage of, whether it's a stunt to that young man or if it's adding an extra hat to make him make a choice. It's something that you can identify quickly and take a real advantage of.
When you look in the Coastal, Mac, we saw Virginia lose to Miami, and really the biggest loss for UVA on Friday night might have been the loss of Bryce Hall. That was so unfortunate to see. But what do you do with the Coastal now? Virginia is still 2-1, so they are in the driver's seat to a certain extent, as long as Miami doesn't rise up and have that tiebreaker over them. Who is your favorite right now in the chaos that we love to call the Coastal?
Yeah, I think this is what we've all, you know, come to love and know about the ACC Coastal, and just the chaos that does seem to happen. And really, just you look at last year as a great example. A team like Pitt, who started the season pretty poorly but came all the way back to win that side of the conference, you know, it's still quite a toss-up. But when you're looking at favorite and who can possibly come out on top, I think because of the Wake Forest-UNC game, not being an ACC game, I'm really liking what I'm seeing out of North Carolina. You know, their combined teams that they've lost to are have one loss. So that they're going against some amazing talent. They're playing very well. And I think they have such a special quarterback that he's only going to be getting better each and every week. And Clemson fans just saw that last year with Trevor Lawrence. So I think that they have a great shot. I don't know what to do with Virginia. The last two times I've seen them, they have not played inspired football, and it's just, that's a trend that you shouldn't be, you know, facing right now. You know, kind of in the middle of the season, you would think they would be getting better and better, not worse and worse, so that they're not trending very positively right now.
And now they don't have their most talented player in Bryce Hall.
Right.
And you've got Miami still in that discussion, possibly. Really, every team in the Coastal besides Georgia Tech, you could argue, is in that discussion to win the Coastal at the end of the year. I know your power rankings come out on Mondays, Mac, if I'm not mistaken. Give us a little preview. You don't have to tell us, but can you give us at least maybe a handful of teams that you're considering for that number two spot in the ACC power rankings behind Clemson?
So I'll give you my top four. Just to the
okay,
teams.
Great.
I've got Clemson number one. I think that's common sense. And I actually have Pitt at number two right now.
Wow.
And I think Pitt's defense is just playing really well. They're getting after the quarterback, and their offense is doing enough. I had to drop Wake a spot. I mean, you can't lose at home to an unranked team and not fall. So I have them right at number three, and then I have UNC at number four. And you know what the fun part about these power rankings, Kelly, is they're all going to change and flip on their head this very next week.
They always do. And that's why they're called power rankings. They're a snapshot of the moment. We appreciate that, Mac. We appreciate your power rankings. That is a hard job to do. I would not want to have to do ACC power rankings every week, because I wouldn't know where to put most of these teams. So we appreciate your sacrifice.
I tell you
there,
what,
Mac.
If you start from the bottom and try to work your way up, it's a little bit easier. Starting from the top and going down is very hard.
Great advice. Great advice, Mac. We appreciate you. Thanks for representing Clemson like you do on ACC Network, not only with your content and your words, but your fire suits. We appreciate that as well, Mac.
Absolutely, Kelly. Thank you so much.
All right, thanks, Mac. Have a good one. That is Eric McLean from the ACC Network. You can catch him on The Huddle on Friday and Saturday nights on the ACC Network. And he's always posting his suits with the shoes and the inside of the jacket and the tie and all these things on Twitter. And we see Trey Mills over here giving him the nod of approval. He's wearing the pink and blue suit today. So just check that out. You know, if you want to up your suit game, you can consult Eric McLean. Thanks to Mac for joining us. So much more left here on the program. Stock Watch coming up in hour three. Same with Chris Hummer from 247 Sports. He's going to talk about the weekend that was in college football. Come see us, Tramlin Mills in Anderson. Buy a Tigers for Tatas band. Buy a T-shirt. Grab a hot dog. We'll be here till 7 o'clock. Walt Deptula will come on after us. Stay tuned here on Out of Bounds.
Hey, Tiger fans. Season tickets to see your Clemson men's basketball team are currently on sale by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Coach Brad Brunell and the Tigers are coming off winning a gold medal for Team USA this summer and have a great home schedule in Little John Coliseum. The Tigers open the season with an ACC game versus Virginia Tech this year. So be sure and order your season tickets today.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
As the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers, Founders Federal Credit Union would like to congratulate Clemson on their recent national championship victory. Here at Founders, we like to show our Tiger spirit with a personalized Clemson debit card, and you can too. Visit our Clemson office or relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union and go Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. Clemson was victorious Saturday in Death Valley, 45-14 over the Seminoles of Florida State. Clemson has now won five consecutive games against FSU for the first time in series history. Clemson was already the first school to defeat Florida State in Atlantic Coast Conference play in four consecutive years, so they pushed that mark to five. Clemson also earned its 13th all-time victory against FSU, and our Tigers improved to 8-1 in the last nine home games against Florida State, and even its all-time record at home against the Seminoles at 8-8. Head coach Dabo Swinney pushed his all-time record against Florida State to 7-5. Clemson won its 10th straight game against ACC Atlantic Division opponents and now has won 30 of the last 31 games against divisional foes. Clemson also pushed its winning streak in Saturday games to 35 to extend the longest Saturday winning streak in school history. Clemson has won 64 of the last 68 games overall dating back to 2014. And Clemson also picked up victory number 750 in program history, becoming just the 15th school in FBS history to do that. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
Are you craving a juicy steak cooked just the way you want it? The Blue Heron in Clemson offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, house-made pizza, drinks, and desserts. Join them for happy hour 7 days a week at the downstairs bar, open until midnight. Catch the game on big screen TVs with your friends. 405 College Avenue in Clemson. Call 864-653-3354 for reservations. Visit blueheronfood.com for full menu and more information. That's blueheronfood.com.
Are you ready to build a home in the country? Hello, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages. You could save money by having only one closing with our Ag South Construction to Permanent Loan Financing. We have up to 95% financing available, and we'll work with your customized builder draws. For more information, give us a call at 864-226-8507 or visit us online at agsouthfc.com. Ag South is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 619788.
Hi, I'm Dabo Swinney. One of the things that makes me proudest about being the head coach at Clemson is participating in the most exciting 25 seconds of college football, running down the hill after rubbing Howard's Rock. The roar from the crowd is deafening. Even though Howard's Rock is one of Clemson's most prized possessions, most of the time it sits all alone. That's why we depend on Priority One Security's video surveillance to keep Howard's Rock safe and secure.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com.
Carolina Heating Service is looking for a senior installation technician. Candidates must have a minimum of 7 years residential HVAC experience, EPA certification, good driving records, and NAEP certification is a plus. Enjoy top industry pay with performance pay, tool bonus program, industry-leading benefits, 10 paid holidays, vacation time, stable work year-round, 401k retirement matching, and industry training. 10K sign-on bonus or relocation assistance provided. Must apply online at carolinaheating.com or in person. Spots are limited.
Does honey get your tailgate gear out of the way come up every year? Is the RV taking up room in the driveway? Make life easier and move it to MakeSpace Storage in Easley. Conveniently located off Highway 123 at 400 Ross Avenue in Easley, so you can pick up your tailgating gear or RV on the way to the big game and drop off on the way home. Mention the Roar and get the first 3 months an 8x20 unit for only $59 per month, normally $69. Boats and RVs, only $55 per month. Visit MakeSpaceEasley.com.
chicken bacon cheese and ranch sandwich on Texas toast, barbecue nachos, smoked wings, deep fried ribs. Hungry yet? Reuben's Food, Sports and Spirits, Highway 81 in Powdersville invites you to savor their menu. Start with all-you-can-eat wings 7 days a week, or perhaps a delicious meat and three. Sundays, 11 until 2. Can't make it in? Reuben's can custom cater as well. Wings better than you remember from Chiefs. Reuben's, Highway 81 South, just off 153, 509-6312.
No rules, just out of bounds on 105.5 The Roar.
It's great to see freaks come together.
Now back to Walkin' Kelly.
Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said shut up and dance with me. This woman is my destiny. She said ooh.
Back here on Out of Bounds. Thanks again to good friend of the show, Eric McLean, for joining us here on the program with the ACC Network. We're at Tramlin Mills in Anderson. Come see us. We had a lot of people come in that first hour. And right now, you can get personalized Tigers for Tata service. I mean, you can come in here. You can chat with everybody here at Tramlin Mills. You can have literally as many hot dogs as you want. Donuts, Tigers for Tata's bands, T-shirts. And, you know, you love the attention to detail here at Tramlin Mills. They have every kind of condiment you could want for your hot dog. They have hot sauce, ketchup, relish, mayonnaise, mustard. That's crazy. If someone comes in here and puts all of those on their hot dog, I would just be, that would be just shocking. But, you know, you could do it. You could have fun here. Tramlin Mills, come see us in Anderson. We'll be here until 7. I'll be on until 3, and then Walt Eptula will take over. We'll just pass the mic and keep going. You can also give online. Text DABO, D-A-B-O, to 41444 and give right there. You can also give on WCCPFM.com. Our goal was to get our number up to $2,000 online today. I think we're at about $1,400. So keep going. Keep giving. We really do appreciate it. Please give what you can. It costs $75 for an uninsured woman to get a mammogram on one of the mobile mammography units, which is what all this money will fund, these mobile mammography units that go to underserved counties and allow women who might not take the time normally to go get a mammogram to hop on the bus. The bus is called Big Pink. It's a big pink bus. And get a mammogram that could possibly save their lives. So $75 today could possibly save a life. And we've already had over 10 people each give $75. And Tramlin Mills matched that with a $750 check. I saw the check. It was glorious. And we appreciate them so much for doing that. Out of Bounds today, brought to you in part by Estes Heating and Air. They're here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned, celebrating 20 years of serving Tiger fans across the upstate. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services. Take $200 off your new Heil installation, plus an extra $50 off when you mention the Roar. We were actually out there, Quack and I were, last week at Estes Heating and Air in West Union. We had a great time. The people were so nice, so hospitable to us. And I promise you they can help you out with your HVAC services. Give them a call, 864-718-7200 to schedule your HVAC maintenance or inquire about their services today. That's like them on Facebook, Estes Heating and Air, or check out their website, estesheatingandair.com. We haven't talked as much about Clemson, Florida State as I honestly thought we would today. We got into a crazy debate discussion about South Carolina and Georgia. If you want to talk a little more Clemson and Florida State, you can get in right now on the Northland Communication phone line, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. As I do every, well, not every week, but most weeks after Clemson plays whomever they play, my column in the Greenville News comes out that week. And this column I wrote about Clemson and Florida State, the five numbers to know from that win. I was super impressed with Clemson's offense. I thought just on that first drive, they really set the tone. They were aggressive. They didn't care what the defense did. They did what they wanted. They dictated to the defense. That very first play to T. Higgins really set the tone, and they just kept going on that first drive. Incredibly aggressive. The ETN throw, that was really cool, because I thought one thing that this Clemson offense was lacking, there were a few things. We talked about it ad nauseum over the past 2 weeks after the UNC game. But the one thing I thought they were lacking was a little creativity. I didn't think that the offense had been creative in the first couple weeks. They were just trying to rely on jump balls to Ross and Higgins, and they weren't running the ball as much. But that play where Etienne completed the pass to Ross, a beautiful pass, by the way, from Travis Etienne and Justin Ross for 23 yards, right on the money, the second play of the game, that's when it truly felt like this was going to be different. And Clemson, it took them six plays to score on that first drive, starting at their own 25. And then from then, it was really on. So one of my first numbers here, and we'll get back to the Northland Communication phone lines in just a second, but one of my numbers here, I have five that you need to know from Florida State and Clemson. 6.7 yards per carry. That is what Trevor Lawrence averaged running the ball versus Florida State. He had six carries for 40 yards. He ran the ball well. He had a rushing touchdown. He's become such a weapon with his legs, and it feels like even at times Clemson has elected to run Trevor Lawrence over running Etienne. Now, some of that is an RPO situation where Lawrence has the choice whether to give Etienne the ball or not. I thought one thing Clemson did too in that game was to call more design runs where Trevor Lawrence didn't really have a choice to hand it off, but nonetheless, he was great in the running game, 6.7 yards per carry. And I tweeted out some of these stats that really blew my mind. Don't read too much into them, but it surprised me. When you look at Trevor Lawrence running the ball, in 2018, Lawrence finished the year, 15 games, with just 60 rushing attempts and 177 yards rushing. He averaged 3 yards per carry and scored one rushing touchdown. This year, just through six games, he already has 140 yards rushing on 28 attempts. He's averaging, at the quarterback spot, 5 yards per carry, and he has 5 rushing touchdowns. So his rushing numbers are way better than last year. He already has 5 rushing touchdowns, as I mentioned. And then it gets even crazier. When you look at Deshaun Watson, who is known as much more of a dual threat guy, even though I do think he was labeled dual threat more so than he actually was a dual threat, because we know that Deshaun would prefer to pass the ball first before anything. But through 6 games in 2015, Deshaun had 2 rushing touchdowns, and through 6 games in 2016, Deshaun had 0 rushing touchdowns. Through 6 games in 2019, Trevor Lawrence has 5 rushing touchdowns. I don't really know what to make of that. You know, Deshaun Watson still had more rushing yards and more attempts, of course, in those 6 game increments, but Trevor Lawrence has more rushing touchdowns through 6 games than Deshaun Watson ever had through his first 6 games in any years he was at Clemson. Trevor Lawrence has definitely become much more of a threat with his legs, more than I thought. I want to give Kwok credit. I know he's not here, but I remember a couple years ago, Kwok said, "Kelly, you watch. Trevor Lawrence is going to run that ball almost as well as Deshaun." And I laughed him out of the studio. I really did. And, you know, he's. I'm not saying that Trevor is the runner that Deshaun is, because he's not. You're not going to see Trevor Lawrence Superman leaping over some guy in the end zone like Deshaun did, but Trevor Lawrence has been very good with his legs so far, 5 rushing touchdowns, and I'm not sure that those numbers get as much publicity nationally as maybe they should. So just keep that in mind. More numbers coming from Clemson and Florida State in just a second. Let's go back to the Northland Communication phone lines. We've got Roger. I'm a little worried because he wants to talk Cowboys, but you know what, Roger? Let's do it. Let's just do it. Roger, you're on the air.
Kid, I've been a Cowboy fan since the first year they came in the league, 1661.
Wow.
And so that goes to show you I'm 70 years old, so I don't think I'll ever see the Cowboys have a good team again.
Don't say that, Roger.
Well, with Jerry Jones on him, he's going to have a coach for a puppet, and he's kind of what he's doing, and I think we're just hopeless, I believe. What do you think?
You know, Roger, I see your point there, and I do think it frustrates me after every Cowboys game when they're interviewing Jerry Jones and Jerry Jones is critiquing his coach and all these things. I know he's the GM, but no other owner does that. It's not professional to me. I don't think that's what an owner should be doing. And I agree with you. I think he meddles too much. And these coaches are just guys that he loves. Jason Garrett's been his guy forever. And it feels like Jason Garrett doesn't really have the authority, maybe, that he should have.
He's kind of like George Steinbrenner in a lot of ways. But I'm going to change the subject. Everybody keeps talking about how great the Syracuse coach is. I don't see that. What do you think?
Well, you know, Roger, I appreciate the phone call. Thanks so much for getting in. We're getting close to top of the hour. It's an interesting point from Robert, from Roger. Now, I think Dino Babers is a good coach, and you've seen what he's done at different stops. And look, to get Syracuse to 10 wins in this modern era, no matter what year it is, that's impressive, and you got to give him credit for what he did last year. However, heading into the year, I was down on Syracuse because I think Dino Babers is a good coach. I don't think he's a miracle worker. He had a veteran team last year with a veteran quarterback in Eric Dungy who was tough as nails, who could run the ball when needed, who could make throws in big-time situations. He was good under pressure. He was a leader of that team. And I just didn't think DeVito had what Dungy had. So I don't think this is all Dino Babers' fault. Now, he could, you know, Dino Babers has not done a great job so far this season. But give him a little more time at Syracuse. He's not a miracle worker. And I think we all knew somewhere in our hearts that Syracuse was going to take a step back. Hour 3, Stock Watch, and much more coming up next.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
Okay, guys, it's football season, and that belly isn't for resting your plate on. It's causing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and IBS. Don't wait. Call the Health Dare. I promise it's easy. There's no lettuce diets, gym workouts.